I dined simply at a small nondescript restaurant off Mostyn Street, and afterward, feeling disinclined to return to my dingy room in a state of stark sobriety, went hunting for a pub. I took a seat at the bar, thinking I might be able to eavesdrop on my neighbors and receive more immediate attention when my glass was empty, but neither of these was to be. There was too much music and background noise to discern what my neighbors were saying, and too much clamor for service at a spot near the cash register for the single harried server to notice an empty glass and a beggarly face up at my end. So I sat and drank beer when I could get some, and instead watched, as I often do in these circumstances, the interesting process by which customers, upon finishing a pint, would present the barman with an empty glass, still bearing a lining of clinging suds and a residue of golden dribble at the bottom, which would be carefully filled to slightly overflowing, so that the excess froth, charged with an invisible load of bacteria, spittle, and microfragments of loosened food, would run down the side of the glass and into a plastic slop tray, where it would be carefully, I might almost say scientifically, conveyed by means of a clear plastic tube back to a barrel in the cellar. There these tiny impurities would drift and float and mingle, like flaky poo in a goldfish bowl, awaiting summons back to someone else's glass. If I am to drink dilute dribble and mouth rinsings, then I do rather wish I could do it in a situation of comfort and cheer, seated in a Windsor chair by a blazing fire, but this appears to be an increasingly elusive dream. As sometimes also happens in these circumstances, I had a sudden urge not to drink any more beer, so instead I hauled myself from my barside perch and returned to my seafront lodgings for an early night. In the morning, I emerged from the guesthouse into a world drained of color. The sky was low and heavy, and the sea along the front vast, lifeless, and gray. As I walked along, rain began to fall, dimpling the water. Llandudno Station is closed on Sundays. That the largest resort in Wales has no Sunday rail service is too preposterous and depressing to elaborate on, but there was a bus to Blaenau Ffestiniog from in front of the station at 11. The bus stop had no bench or shelter, no place to get out of the rain. If you travel much by public transit in Britain these days, you soon come to feel like a member of some unwanted subclass, like the handicapped or unemployed, and that everyone essentially wishes you would just go away. I felt a bit like that now, and I am rich and healthy and immensely good-looking. What must it be like to be permanently poor or disabled, or otherwise unable to take a full and active part in the nation's headlong rush for the sunny slopes of Mount Greedy?